From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon, Peter McIntyre with you once again. In a few minutes we'll turn to Luke chapter 15. We'll take up the third part of our study on the prodigal son. First, here's Mourne Independent Christian School singing Jesus, Friend of Little Children. This afternoon we're reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, verse 11. And Jesus said, A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring in his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts. This afternoon, I would like us to focus particularly upon the verses 14 through to 16. Of this parable, the prodigal son. And when he, the prodigal, had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. For the past 2 weeks we have been looking at the prodigal son and the far country. We have emphasized throughout that he represents the sinner who has so many privileges in life, but who squanders them in order that he might gratify himself with the things of this world. We can be privileged with life and with health. We can be privileged with the gospel, We can have Christian family members who pray for us and are faithful toward us. We may even have had Christian parents who have taught us the things of God and have prayed with us. But like the prodigal, it is possible that we have squandered those blessings and we have lived for the things of the world. Herein lies the reason for him being called the prodigal. He is simply the waster. Sin always carries a price. It may seem pleasurable for a time, but the pleasures only last for a season. Firstly, I would like you to consider this. The prodigal paid the price in the far country through poverty. This young man in his poverty-stricken condition became penniless. He became friendless. His extremity came to a head during the famine which fell upon the far country. Food was scarce, prices soared, and as he had spent all his money on shameful living, he had nothing to see him through the time of hardship. And because the country was in difficulty economically as a result of this famine, there was very little employment. His friends were too busy seeing to their own needs to look out for his needs. He was a foreigner, of course. His lack of money caused a lack of food. His life was at risk. The lesson is very simple. The pleasures of this life may appear sufficient to meet our needs when we have no problems, when there is not a cloud in the sky, when there are no disappointments, when we are healthy. This world appears to be a grand place to live. But when we become sick, when we face bereavement, and when the day dawns that we will have to face death itself, we will realize that we have nothing to get us past and get us through the hardship. There is no doubt, but in this penniless and friendless condition, this prodigal was facing hard times. There are some people who will not get saved because they reckon that the Christian life is too difficult. I have had people say to me, it would be nice to be a Christian, but I couldn't commit myself to it. It's too hard. As if the Christian life were a harsh life. If you think the Christian life is hard, I'll tell you something. The way of the sinner is a harder road to walk. The scriptures say, there is no peace to the wicked. Isaiah 57 verse 12. And then Proverbs 13 and 15 tells us that the way of transgressors is hard. It's a tough life to be a sinner. It's a better life to embrace the Lord Jesus Christ. Sin always carries a price. This young man didn't just pay the price through poverty, but he paid the price of his sin in the far country among the pigs. Disgusting as it seems, he ended up feeding the pigs, living among the pigs, and eating what they ate. What a terrible place he had come to. There are four words that spring to mind when I see him among the pigs. He was enslaved. He joined himself to a citizen of the far country, and that citizen made him a slave. There is one person that this citizen represents, and that is the devil. The devil is the master of sinners. The Apostle Paul said that there are two kingdoms, there are two powers in this world. There is the power of darkness, and that belongs to the devil, who is the god of this world. And there is the kingdom of God's dear Son. And you're either under the dominion of darkness or you're under the dominion of Christ. There's no middle ground. And if you're not a Christian, if you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, you're under the authority of the powers of darkness. You're under Satan's rule today. And you're a slave to him. Satan promised this young man much, but what did he give him? A living among the pigs. Whatever the devil promises to you in life, he'll give you nothing, because you're his slave. Don't you think that you have a free will? There's no such thing as free will. Your mind has either been set free by the power of the gospel, or your mind is in darkness. In which kingdom are you this afternoon? He was enslaved, he was also mad. He was so depraved that reason had forsaken him. Only a person who was crazy could ever have been content eating the bitter food of the pigs. The gospel holds forth tremendous promises. It holds forth life. It holds forth peace. It holds forth forgiveness. Christ Jesus died for you that you might have eternal life. And yet you turn away from eternal life. You turn to the road that's directing you to hell. This is foolishness in the extreme. The scripture says that sin itself is a madness. Ecclesiastes 9:3. This is an evil among all things that are done under the sun, that there is one event unto all. Yea, also the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart while they live, and after that they go to the dead. You see, a man or a woman who refuses to get right with God and faces death in that way is living a life of madness. The prodigal was lost. The father, when he returned, said, "This my son was lost and now is found." He was cut off from his father, you see. And as long as he was cut off from home, he was lost. Yes, he was penniless and friendless, but he was also homeless. The soul can only rest in peace with God. The Lord alone will satisfy mankind. As long as we are without God, there is an empty void in our hearts. This prodigal was dead. The father went as far as to say, whenever he returned, "This my son was dead, but now is alive." Father had said farewell to his boy probably years before. And when we hear of missing persons, we wonder, is the missing person dead? And to all intents and purposes, this boy had died in his father's mind. But now he had returned. What joy that was. If you're unsaved, you're dead. The Bible says that you're dead in trespasses and sins. You're dead spiritually, for you're cut off from God. You'll die physically. And physical death will be the entrance to eternal death. Therefore, it is most vital that you're made alive. The life of Christ glows in your heart and in your soul. Sin carries with it a terrible, terrible price. A price that people pay every day. You can pay the price in this life. But when you die, you pay the price for eternity. In closing, I want to tell you about Jesus. Jesus paid the price for our sin. Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned he stood. Sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a saviour. There's life through Jesus. Will you not come and embrace the Lord Jesus as your saviour and your redeemer? There's no need to be lost. For Christ was separated from God for you on the cross. That's why he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? There's no need to be condemned, because Christ was condemned for you. Put your faith in him and you'll not pay the price for your sin. You'll be set free. Will you not come and embrace the Lord today? Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.